contemplation, one of maybe the most profound and valuable things to recognize is that yourself, the Atma, is totally present, uncovered as it is, in the presence of all the experiences, all of the vrittis that are taking place in the mind, all of the perceptions, the experiences that take place through the sense organs, the fluctuating mind, the imagination, the associative thinking, whatever emotions or thoughts are taking place in the mind don't have the ability to touch, change, or cover your own presence. So it's truly a matter of differentiation between what is maya, what is mitya, what is coming and going, and what is remaining, what is staying. Your presence is what remains constant, which is never touched or covered in any way. And everything else, including the emotions, are illumined by your presence. In a sense, just like the sun can illumine the storm clouds, without itself being touched or affected in any way by the storm. The storm clouds, the rains, and the sun are all equally present, equally experiential in a sense. The sun doesn't start raining. The sun doesn't become cloudy. The sun experience never changes in relationship to whatever experiences are being illumined. And it's the same here in the sense that yourself, you, the self which is Brahman, is totally present, is not covered in any way, is not enhanced or compromised by the emotions or thoughts that take place in the mind. So the problem is one of discernment, differentiation. To make that differentiation easier, to help the mind recognize what it has never before, in fact, recognized until you do recognize it. We do certain preparatory exercises to slow the mind down, to bring some shanti, some peace to the mind, so that it's more available to make that discernment. Otherwise, the mind, just through associative thinking, is almost mechanically lost within its own thought flow. There's no one there, there's no buddhi there in operation to distinguish itself, the mind, from the constant presence of the self, which is its very being, its changeless being. That's why you work more toward relaxation and letting the body and the mind be as they are, without any clinging or trying to control, rather just being present to them as they are. By doing that, the body and the mind I become less engaged with which gives room for my buddhi to discern the difference between all the changing perceptions and my own presence, which is the very conscious being because of which these perceptions are, upon which these perceptions depend. So with that, just let your body get into a very relaxed position. And bring in the inner friend, the one that feels some gratitude and love and respect for this body, which really, in the tradition they say, to even get a physical body like this with a buddhi, with a capable mind, is a tremendous punya. It's a tremendous gift of all of the jivas that are present. Just in this creation, if you think of all of the mosquitoes and all of the flies and all of the animals and all of the worms and all of the insects, the billions and billions and billions of jivas compared to the few human bodies that are here, it's a tremendous punya. And so to recognize this gift and let the body relax in that recognition, that positive regard. And then also to have a mind of buddhi is considered a tremendous punya. And so to give some thanks and gratitude to your buddhi, to your mind, to the whole psyche. Let the mind just relax and be as it is. And you have an attitude of respect and wonder at the incredible miracle it is to have, even to have a mind. as you let your body continue to relax and your mind continue to wander and be as it is, notice your own presence, which actually fills the mind, fills the body, fills the perceptions. It's not away from them in any way, but at the same time is very much other, in the sense that your own presence never changes. Not only never changes, it can't change by its very nature. You abide. You are always the same, the very presence that fills the mind and the body and all perceptions. It can be differentiated from the perceptions or the feelings or the emotions because the perceptions change and you don't. The problem is that the ahankara, it may not be centered on yourself, may not be resting in yourself, but rather is resting in your emotion or in your perception. Contemplation, you have a chance, because you slow everything down, to let the ahankara, the I notion, resolve into yourself, sit with yourself. Yourself which has been differentiated from the emotions, from the mind, from the perceptions. You see yourself as yourself, and you see the emotions as emotions. So you experience yourself as always the same, as the emotions and the perceptions come and go. You acknowledge the emotions and perceptions, but the ahankara sits with yourself. Nididhyasana gives us the opportunity to practice that. Differentiation becomes just a natural natural way of being. I have nishta, I gain nishta in that differentiation. And then everything which has been differentiated from my own changeless being, I recognize as part and parcel of Ishvara.